Thank you very much. So I'll be responding to questions from Madam Basim. Question six. The first part of your question mentioned Bill 7346 on accessibility of public places, public roads, and multi-dwelling buildings for all. That was voted on 2 December 2021, voted in, and it'll enter into force 1 July 2023. This law of 7 January 2022 provides accessibility for all, and it's based on the principle of the principle within the concept on the rights of persons with disabilities. This text addresses the issue of barriers that create non-accessibility as the first cause of discrimination for those with disabilities and the elderly. It is also set forth that the three draft bills will enter into force also 1 July 2023, but currently the State Council is awaiting an advisory opinion. This law contains an exact definition of person with disability from the covenant, as well as reasonable accommodations that we see as well in the covenant in Article 2. The Committee of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities noted a lack in of a definition in our legislation other than education, and Luxembourg said that there were only was only addressing the issue of education. The committee also recommended to the government that they recognize and expressly punish a refusal to bring reasonable accommodation in all areas of life, private sector and public sector. The authors of that law also decided to follow up on this last recommendation, saying that a lack of reasonable accommodation is an infraction under a criminal code, and this under again within our criminal code, and it could lead to 8 days to numerous years of imprisonment. In the second part of your question, the inclusion of children with specific needs in the regular educational system, we will provide information from the Ministry of Education on that. However, there are individuals that are still living in institutions because they currently don't have another housing solution that is adapted to their needs. The state has called for an exhaustive report that looks at the living conditions of persons with disabilities in Luxembourg. The goal is to determine what must be implemented in Luxembourg in order to be in step with the covenant, and this regards autonomy and inclusion in the daily life for people with disabilities. This study will also allow us to look at reliable data broken down by disability. The Ministry of the Family also has a Institute for Social and Research seeking to address the issue of financing pedagogy for this group. We also will be cooperating with those representatives from the disabilities sector. The idea is to have a coherent approach to address the needs and to provide support for the persons with disabilities, and also to propose a new system for financing and support that favors the autonomy of individuals with a budget of allocated to personal support so that they can maintain their autonomy despite their specific needs. Bearing in mind their specific needs, this is slated for 2024, but things are going slowly because of the pandemic. In November last year, there was a census, and at the first time, under the initiative of the Ministry of the Family, includes a section on disability. The goal is to implement Article 31 of the Covenant and to gather the information and statistics necessary for the implementation of other appropriate policies that benefit persons with disabilities. The results of that census are awaited by the end of 2022 or throughout 2023.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. Question seven. Mr. So had expressed concerns and asked questions, particularly in the context of the